The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Welcome to Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. So much going on yesterday, today, throughout the weekend. Major League Baseball's gotten underway as the Diamondbacks have dropped two in Australia to the Dodgers. And obviously the big one, the dance is going on. Sweet 16 for many a teams. Great weekend of sports, great weekend of college basketball. Got Jeff Rich along with me to talk about it. Jeff, how you doing this morning? Well, I'm having a little bit of audio difficulty with Jeff, so we'll have to take a quick pause here in just a moment anyway, but a lot to talk about. Tons of things going on in the sports world. March Madness in full effect. Unbelievable action, crazy stuff. Who would have thought Mercer being potentially being the Sweet 16, Tennessee there. A lot of great things happening. We'll be talking about it in just a few. Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 917-1275.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Waiting for settlement or annuity payments but need cash now? Stop waiting years for your money. Now you have a better choice. We're Novation, and we'll pay a large lump sum of cash in exchange for settlement or annuity payments. You get the upfront cash you need and let Novation do the waiting. Call our toll-free assistance line right now and get our free DVD that explains in easy-to-understand terms how you can turn future settlement or annuity payments into cash. At Novation, we've helped thousands of people improve their lives. How? By listening to each customer with respect and tailoring a cash solution that met their individual needs. Let Novation help you too. Call now and get your free DVD rushed to you today. Our specialists are standing by awaiting your call. Call 800-541-0769. That's 800-541-0769. Again, call 800-541-0769. Simply call Novation toll-free at 800-541-0769 and get your money when you need it.
So you're into fantasy sports. Time for you to up your game at StarFantasyLeagues.com, where you can play fantasy sports like football, basketball, hockey, and baseball and earn cold hard cash every single day. It's legal, it's brand new, and it's awesome. At StarFantasyLeagues.com, you can play your favorite fantasy sport for real money against real people, or even play the Star Fantasy Leagues free tournaments for your chance to win something for nothing. Put your money where your mouth is. Prove your expertise. Get your game on today at StarFantasyLeagues.com.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And as I was saying in the intro, so much to talk about with the college basketball tournament in full throttle. Tons and tons of upsets. Just amazing when you think about it. Some of the big dogs that have gone down. Maybe not surprised so much about Duke, but maybe when they went down against Mercer. But really just an incredible weekend of basketball, incredible weekend of sports as it always is. And let me welcome in Jeff Rich now. I was having a little trouble hearing you before, Jeff, but good morning, Jeff. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. It's a shame that the weather's so beautiful outside because I feel like I can't go outside. There's just so much going on the television right now.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's only happens one time a year. So, and we're fortunate, let's be honest, man. We live in a place where it's pretty much beautiful all the time. So in our case, we can kind of take it a little bit easier than others. But, hey, I got to ask you, man, what is the biggest surprise for you over the weekend as to what has happened? And I know we're going to try to track down Mary Nemitz from Ticks for Cause, as we always do. So when we have her, Scott, let me know when we've got her. But just an amazing weekend. And what did you take away? What's the most impressive thing you took away from the college basketball tournament so far?
Well, I think you got to give a lot of love to Dayton. You know, I didn't think Ohio State was a hot team coming into the tournament. And I've said all year that Syracuse was a little bit flawed, but still,
yeah.
For number 11 team from the Atlantic 10 to make a run like they've made so far. Also to Harvard, even though they lost to Michigan State, I thought they gave them a good run for their money. And I think we saw that across the board. I think there's a lot of parity in this tournament because a lot of these low majors, mid majors, and we saw it with Mercer, with senior laden teams are beating these diaper dandy teams, even though they won't put a team, they won't put a single player into the NBA draft, unlike a team like Duke. But I got to give it up for Mercer. I mean, I think that's absolutely the headline of the weekend.
Yeah, Mercer was unbelievable, and you know what? I'll tell you what. Yesterday, the line for that game coming into today against Tennessee was like 7, 7.5. It's up to 8.5 points, and I'll be honest with you, I'm not quite sure why it would be going in that direction. If anything, I would think it would be going in the other direction. However, as the odds makers have it right now, the latest I looked, it was 8.5 points being given to Mercer, and I don't know. That to me seems awfully high for a team that just took out Duke. Again, and you know, Duke has flaws too, like you said about Syracuse. Duke's got plenty of flaws as well. They're a team that relied on the three ball quite a bit, didn't have the greatest interior defense, and this team, Mercer, came along, and they've got guys who are just as athletic as Duke's guys, and they were able to handle them down low. And ultimately, to me, that was the big difference in that game. So it'll be a little bit more of a difficult test with Tennessee because they do have some beef down low. So
I do think they have a tough task at hand, but I don't know, 8.5 points in the second round when a team comes in feeling pretty confident and Tennessee has that extra game that they've played, I don't know, sooner or later, do legs get tired, Jeff?
I don't know. I think there's more to be said for having the hot hand, and I think that's what Tennessee's got going in their direction right now. They looked good in the SEC tournament, certainly had no problems in the play-in game. UMass, I thought UMass would actually take them down, and, so did the seeding committee because they had UMass at a 6, Tennessee at an 11. But, I look at this game almost as a coin flip. I think Mercer's got a good chance to go to the Sweet 16. Now, waiting for them in the Elite 8 is going to be, waiting for them in the Sweet 16 is going to be Michigan, which is a tough task regardless of who goes, but, I like the energy from Mercer. I think that they're a team playing with house money right now. So, there's certainly something to be said for that. But, Tennessee, playing the extra game, I think it helps them a lot more than it hurts them.
Okay, absolutely. Well, that's Jeff Rich. I am the Dorf Man. Again, it is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And I don't know if we have Mary or not. Mary, are you with us?
We do have Mary.
Mary, good morning. Sorry, I'm having a somewhat of some technical difficulty with things here and there today, so not quite sure why, but sometimes the airwaves are a little bit more difficult than others. I know you wanted to talk about the Kyle Korver Foundation, but first of all, you're from Ticks for Cause. Tell us a little bit about Ticks for Cause.
Oh, Andy, thank you so much. Ticks for Cause is the website with a heart. It's the ticket website where you can go and you can get the tickets to anything you want, sports, music, entertainment, NCAA tickets to anywhere across the country. You don't pay any more than you do on any of the other websites, but the big difference is that with every purchase that you make on ticksforcause.com, you benefit the charity of your choice at no extra cost to you.
And you know, Mary, let me interrupt you really quick,
sure,
because I found it really interesting, something that you do, that you do above and beyond the call of duty. I happen to have purchased some tickets via somebody else, to be honest with you, through your website. And I'll tell you what, it's something that's really unique about what you do. The person actually called me up and said, listen, Andy, this is the most unbelievable experience I've ever had. I got a personal email from Mary Nemitz telling me thank you very much for the purchase and whatnot, and I just thought that was an unbelievable touch, to be honest with you, Mary, because most people treat people like a number, and obviously you do not. And for me, that was really touching, and I just wanted to let you know myself that my friend gave me a buzz and said, listen, I got a personal email from Mary Nemitz thanking me for choosing the tickets through Ticks for Cause. And again, I just think that is such a special, unique touch, and it makes people feel very special about what they do. So I can't thank you enough for, sending out the email, a personal email to my friend that actually purchased tickets. And we went and saw some Chicago Cubs spring training. But really just an unbelievable touch that you have in there as well, Mary.
Well, thank you so much, Andy, for mentioning that, because you've just hit on the note that we feel so privileged and honored to be able to do what we do, and then for other people to join in. Everybody, you touched the note on, everybody wants to be able to make a difference. And not everybody can write the huge checks, and not everybody can spend hours and hours donating their time. But what they do with that purchase is so important, and we want to recognize them for that. We want to thank them on behalf of our charity members, and we want to say, please, thank you. Tell a friend, because literally all of us working together, we're moving the needle and we're making a big difference. So thank you. That was very nice of you.
No, thank you. Again, it's more about what you did than what I did. And just really, really special stuff that is going on there. TicksForCause.com is the website. You can always check them out. Like we said, all kinds of entertainment, you name it, whether it's sports. And obviously with the tournament going on, I'm assuming there's tickets galore as to being able to go check out some of these different locations. Hey, Mary, we're up against a break, but I want to keep you for a couple minutes on the other side because I was having a little difficulty catching up with you, if that's okay.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Okay, very good. But Real quickly, in the time that we have, we do have about a minute or so before we got to go to break. Can you tell people a little bit about the Kyle Korver Foundation?
I sure will. Kyle Korver, as many of you know, he is an amazing basketball player that has made a difference with every single city that he's played in. I'm particularly close to Kyle and his foundation just because of the fact that he came out of Creighton, and being a Creighton alum myself, we're so honored to have had them come on and join. And they literally, they find a need in every city where Kyle's played, and they go to address that need and to make a difference. And I'm real happy to talk about doing with wheelchair ramps for the handicapped.
Like I said, so we're going to take that pause for the cause, as we always do here on the program, and then we'll be back talking to you, Mary, in just a moment. Is that okay? That will be all right, I'm pretty sure. So keep it close. Again, it is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back with Mary Nemitz from ticksforcause.com.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
All righty, welcome back. Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Hanging out with Jeff Rich and also Mary Nemitz from ticksforcause.com. Make sure you check out the website. Unbelievable sporting events, obviously with March Madness going on, but any sporting event, they got you covered. Pretty much anything in general, they've got you covered.
as far as entertainment goes, and a whole lot more with the charities that you can donate to, and just a great cause, what they do there at Ticks for Cause. Mary, before we let you run, a few more minutes, and we do appreciate you taking a little extra time with us. Let us know a little bit about the Kyle Korver Foundation as you were starting to before the break.
Sure. Kyle Korver is an amazing, just obviously athlete and just an amazing guy. Every city that he's played in, really starting from college days at Creighton, he has found areas and needs that need to be addressed within that community. And he has directed his foundation to make a difference in those cities. Right now, he's got a particular emphasis on building wheelchair ramps in the Salt Lake City area. And what they do is they literally go in, they find people who need these ramps, otherwise they have no access in and out of their homes, and they build these ramps for them. And they each ramp takes anywhere from $1,500 to $2,500. And literally, we're working to work with Kyle and his brother Clayton to promote this with all of the NCAA tickets. It's literally a dozen people transacting with NCAA tickets gets them that wheelchair ramp for one family in Utah. So it's a great organization. Again, making a difference, starting at grassroots level, and really, really pushing that needle forward.
Hey, Mary, just out of curiosity, I know that you're a Creighton alum as well, and Kyle Korver being a Creighton alum himself, is this a little bit more near and dear to you, or no?
I obviously, you know, when you do have that connection and you do have, I think with Kyle and his brother Clayton and his foundation, we are connecting on even greater levels. It does become something that we get particularly attached to, or at least I do. And, of course, you know, he bleeds Creighton blue, and I do as well, and just being such an exciting time for the school and where we are in the NCAA, I mean, I'm hoping we're talking great things after the next game. So it does mean a lot to us.
Well, I hope we're talking Creighton, Wisconsin, and then, you know, we'll really have a battle next week to talk about, because obviously I'm from the great state of Wisconsin, you being from Illinois, and then alum of Creighton. Just there'll be a lot riding on that game for both of us. So
it'll be fun, won't it?
Absolutely. Hey, Jeff, go ahead and throw something at Mary. I know you've always got things to throw at Mary.
Hey, Mary, as a Cleveland guy, I'm Kyle Korver kind of rubbed himself off on me when in a game when he was playing with the Bulls against the Heat when LeBron James first went to the Heat. He dropped three or four three-pointers in the last 2 minutes of a game, which had Bulls color analyst Stacey King going nuts saying, you know, it's raining jumpers in Chicago, baby. And reading about what Kyle has done is such a unique thing. How can people learn more about the Kyle Korver Foundation?
Very easy. They can go to they can come to Ticks for Cause. Look up, just punch in Kyle Korver Foundation, and that will bring up the page, and that will allow them to learn about what they're doing, the great things that they're doing literally in the cities that he's played, and then also they'll find out ways to help him by just buying the tickets that they're looking for on ticksforcause.com. We're all about shouting it out and doing what we can, as I said, to help this great organization and to help in all the different cities where he's playing. So I would really just suggest people go to ticksforcause.com, under Meet Our Causes, look up, just type in his foundation. Their page will come up, and they can learn all different types of things that they're doing around the country.
Very good stuff, as always, Mary. We really appreciate you taking time out with us. Give us a final word for Ticks for Cause and for the Kyle Korver Foundation.
Oh, Andy, thank you. And Jeff, you as well. Appreciate your time today. And again, always for us to be able to just tell people, go out, enjoy, do the things you're going to do anyways. You know you're going to be buying those tickets. Please just go check us out at ticksforcause.com. Find those tickets. Don't pay any more. And help the charity of your choice. In this particular instance, take a look at an extra look at the Kyle Korver Foundation and help them out. It's everybody pitching in really, really does a lot and makes a difference.
Very good, Mary. Really appreciate it. And like I said, There's just such a nice personal touch that you guys have as well with, you know, follow-up emails from you. I mean, it's just, it's incredible because most of the time, you know, let's face it, CEOs and founders of companies don't necessarily have the time or don't make the time to do what you did. And I'm telling you that that really was a very special, special piece of something that you do, and it made a real impact on the person that, that bought those tickets with me. So I can't thank you enough, Mary. I really can't.
Well, you guys are the best. We really appreciate the awareness that you allow us, and you know, wish you guys all the best. Have a great week, and again, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
No problem, and hopefully Creighton goes out and gets it done for you later today.
I'm hoping for it. It'll be a fun game.
Absolutely. Have a great day, Mary, and really, again, appreciate you taking time out and doing everything that you do for us here on the program. And again, make sure you get out and check out ticksforcause.com.
Great, guys. Thanks again. Have a good one.
You too, Mary. Bye-bye. Awesome stuff, as always, from Mary Nemitz. Just a great cause, to be honest with you, and an unbelievable site where you can donate to the charity of your choice. And like she says, Jeff, you're going to get those tickets anyway, so you might as well be helping something along the way. And they just provide the best forum for that that I've ever seen. So can't appreciate them enough, and really we love having her on each and every week. But let's get back into some sports here real quickly, Jeff. I just want to make note of this, and then, you know, we do have John Poulter, our professor of sports, coming on. So we'll talk to him about the D-backs and the Dodgers getting off to an early start there in Australia, but the D-backs get swept, so we'll get his thoughts on that. But in general, this tournament is just unbelievable. UConn with a very gutty performance yesterday against Villanova, taking down another one of the higher seeds. I don't know, man. I don't know about you, but I look at a lot of these games, I look at a lot of these teams, and I'm saying to myself, I really wish they would stay in school. Do you feel the same way, or am I just way off base on this, Jeff?
No, I absolutely agree with you. I think that, you know, the game's been ruined. I mean, I think that we watched a game between Arizona State and Texas on Thursday night, and I'm not sure if you saw it, but, you know, they've been calling around these parts, they've been calling Jahi Carson Jahizus. He declared before the Pac-12 tournament that he was coming out, and I just don't see it. I didn't see a player on either side of the floor that looks like they can play in the NBA next year. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't know. I am one of those guys that says stay in school 3 and 4 years. It's going to make you a better player. It's going to make you a better person. It's really difficult these days, Jeff, because these guys want to run to the next level and make money. And it's watered down not only the college game, but the NBA game is nowhere near as good as it used to be either. So I think it's hurting the college game. I think it's hurting the NBA game, to be honest with you. So I'm all for guys staying in school the 3 and 4 years.
You know, maybe they could do something like baseball where they could, you know, they can have their rights drafted and they could, you know, they could stay in school another 2 years and maybe get, you know, maybe put together a little bit of a trust for the years that they, you know, that they're still playing college basketball because they need development. And the D-League, you know, the D-League is expanding, but it's just not cutting it as a developmental system on the whole for the National Basketball Association.
Yeah, I agree, man. I mean, look, there is exceptions to the rule. Don't get me wrong. You know, I mean, like, obviously LeBron James was ready. Kobe Bryant was ready. Kevin Garnett was ready. And I'd even say that Parker's ready, the kid from Duke. But I think he's got a real bad feeling in his mouth. And they have the number one recruiting class coming in next year to Duke. And I don't know. You're only a kid once. The kid would be a sophomore. Maybe you go back one more year and you go out with a bang instead of, you know, going out the way that he did this year, losing to a Mercer team. I don't know. I mean, sooner or later, you know, I think guys have to have pride and they want to have to stick around and finish maybe what they started to a certain degree, whereas instead of running and taking the money and moving to the next level. And, you know, I've heard people say, oh, they'll learn and they'll get better at the next level. Here's the problem with that, is that they're not as good at the college level, and then you go to the NBA level, and you're already lacking the skills that you should have had I just think it's a really, really bad combination. Stay in school, get your education. There's nothing like getting that darn degree in the first place. And these games that they play are all going to go away at some point, but you always would have your degree to fall back on, Jeff.
Well, look at a guy like Austin Rivers. Austin, you know, son of Doc Rivers, doesn't need the NBA millions. He goes to Duke for a year. He has a pretty good year, but he's just, you know, I mean, I believe he's in the D League if he's playing at all anymore. And, you know, over the years, since Kevin Garnett came out, you had guys like Leon Smith and Jonathan Bender that just couldn't cut it in the NBA, and they have nothing to fall back on but a high school diploma.
Absolutely. That's the real kicker in this whole thing. On the other side, we've got John Poulter, a professor of sports, talking some baseball and hockey. Jeff Rich, along with the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 917-1275.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Attention, active duty National Guard, Reserve, and retired veterans. If you or loved one was injured while serving our country anytime after October 2001, you may qualify for up to $100,000 in tax-free cash TSGLI benefits, even if the injury was not related to military service. Also, if you have been denied VA disability benefits for a service-related issue, we may be able to help. To find out if you have a claim, call 888-606-9650. That's 888-606-9650.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. I got Jeff Rich hanging out with me here on a beautiful Sunday where we're sitting in Phoenix, Arizona. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter at JRichRadio or at Dorf on Sports. We like to talk about anything, not only the basketball, it's baseball, football, you name it. And speaking of that, real quickly, this free agency thing in the NFL is going crazy, Jeff, by the way. Have you seen all the offseason moves already?
Oh, it's been insane. You know, I'm pretty close with the Cleveland Browns, and you know they had a ton of cap space, so they keep bringing in new guys, trying to patch up what hasn't worked over the last 15 years. So it's been interesting across the league, and you know, new name pops up every day. So you know, I really got my ear to the radio and my eye to the Twitter, and you know, trying to keep up with what's going on.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing what's going on in the off season in the NFL. Just all kinds of movement happening. So. We will get you caught up on some of those things too. But right now, we're going to hook up with John Poulter, our professor of sports. John, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, thanks, Andy. How are the two of you this morning?
Well, I'm doing better than the D-backs right now, as they were swept in Australia by the Dodgers. You know, we talked a little bit about them last week and everything, Corbin and whatnot. I don't know, man. I think that the D-backs are maybe in more trouble than we thought initially. What do you think?
Yeah, I can't disagree with you. We thought they were a little thin pitching-wise the last couple of times we've talked about the Diamondbacks. And last week when Corbin came out of that game, either Friday or Saturday, I believe it was Saturday, I think your thoughts were that you didn't think it was all that major. And the last I read was that there's a potential that he's going to miss a good part of the season, maybe even all of the season, because potentially Tommy John surgery, and we all know how that usually ends. So when you're missing your top starter and you knew that you were thin to start with, you know, I don't particularly think that Wade Miley is a staff ace, and to throw him out there in the first game maybe is a little bit of an indication as to where the Diamondbacks are in terms of their pitching depth. Hey, they're right up there with the Blue Jays. I get to see that every day.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Jeff, initially, your thoughts about how the D-backs have gotten out of the gate. You know, obviously they lose two games to the Dodgers, 7-5 and then 3-1 yesterday. So, and like we said, you know, we all kind of did agree about the pitching or the lack thereof, and it doesn't seem like they're getting any help right now. And, you know, look, obviously it's very, very early. We all know it's a marathon, not a sprint by any means, but I do think there's something said for getting out of the gates pretty well. And if you get out of the gates slow, you're playing catch up for the majority of the season. So I don't know. Your thoughts, Jeff?
Well, you know, I didn't think that they played particularly poorly. They've got to hit against these starting pitchers, regardless if it's Kershaw or Ryu. But you know, that game, the 4 a.m. game on the East Coast on Friday or Saturday morning, was one of those games where they just didn't hit the ball well. Miley pitched a good game, and if you watched it, you know they got one cheap run because Trumbo misplayed a double by Scott Van Slyke. And then even Van Slyke's two-run home run late in the game, which put it away, was, you know, right over the 328 sign at the Cricket Grounds there in Sydney. So I didn't think they played particularly poorly in the first game. The second game, they just got beat up. They couldn't hit the ball. And it's the same old with the Diamondbacks. You know, they need somebody besides Paul Goldschmidt to hit in this order. And right now, you know, I mean, he's hitting 444, you know, in this two-game stretch. So I think that we need to see more from this Diamondback offense. You know, Cahill didn't pitch very well in the second game, but that's going to happen, especially against a team like the Dodgers, who didn't hit particularly well in spring training. And I think that just demonstrates how little spring training statistics mean.
John?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things, you know, to Jeff's point, the spring training stats mean absolutely nothing because 90% of each roster is pretty well set before they put foot on the ground anywhere. So basically, you know, at the most, with a good team, they're probably, I don't know, 2-3 spots open at the start of the year. You know, you're talking about the third or fourth guy in the bullpen. You're talking about your fifth or sixth infielder. You're talking about your fourth or fifth outfielder, maybe your backup catcher, maybe your fifth starter. I mean, for the most part, these teams are set. And teams like the Dodgers that had some success last year, they're probably 95% set. So a lot of those guys don't play other than to, you know, maybe take a couple of at-bats every third or fourth game just to sort of get their work in. We all know the veterans don't travel that much. Certainly on the Florida teams, it's probably a little different in Arizona with everybody being in Greater Phoenix. But, you know, you have to look at who they're pitching against. And I think we've had this discussion before, too, that, you have to look at a good pitcher might be working on something, and he might be pitching to a kid in the ninth inning that's going to be playing Class A ball all year. So does that really tell us anything? No. I mean, Matt Holliday was hitting 760-something for a good piece of the spring, and you know, we've all been around the game long enough to know that that's not going to last. If that lasts for 50 at-bats, we'd all be very surprised. So I kind of think you can throw spring training stats right out the window. And even the opening week stats here with these two games in Australia, I'm not sure they mean too much because you've got the travel issue, you've got the shortened spring training, you've got the novelty of it. I just don't think it's good for the game, frankly. I'd like to see them forget about it. I don't think we're ever going to see Major League Baseball played in Australia any more than we're ever going to see the NFL played in London. I mean, the road trips just don't make sense. So I'm not really sure.
Hey, John, I was watching the Cubs game yesterday, and Jim Deshaies, they actually completely concurred with the point you just made that these games don't need to count. They could play exhibition games over there, and it wouldn't matter. I'm not sure if you saw the games, but the setup of the cricket grounds was well done, but the infield was really rough, and the swirling winds were unlike anything I've ever seen in Major League Baseball. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I didn't see the games, Jeff, mainly because of the time difference. Certainly the game that started at 4 a.m. Wasn't on my radar, and I had another engagement on Friday night, so I didn't get to see the second game. So I did see the highlights, and of course you don't get any great detail on that. You're looking at a two-minute highlight package. It was funny because looking at the outfielders catching the ball, it almost looked like any other American stadium. But looking at the infield from a distance, it did look a little bit rough. And that's surprising because cricket is a game, too, where you need to have a relatively good field. I mean, I played a lot of cricket as a kid, and I can tell you that there's nothing worse than playing cricket on a bad field. So I'm a little disappointed that the field wasn't in better condition. But, you know, you have to look at the fact that they're trying to convert a stadium that's meant for one sport into something that they've probably never had to do before. So there's probably a learning process for the grounds crew there as well.
That is the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us. Jeff Rich, the Dorf Man, along with John. Hey, John, looking at baseball as a whole, coming into the season here, the D-backs and Dodgers obviously have gotten underway, but everybody else kind of waiting to get going here in the next few days. Question for you as far as who you think are some of the teams to look out for and who might be a surprise team this year?
Well, I think you have to look out for the Cardinals. I don't know if either of you caught the Washington Cardinal game on, I think it was Thursday, the Wainwright start. He was just dominant. He went eight innings. I think he threw about 82 pitches, didn't give up a run. He was in mid-season form, so you know, I look at the Cardinals and the young talent that they have and the experience that some of that young talent has. I still have to think that they're probably a team that's very classy and probably is going to be there at the end of the day. The Braves kind of concern me a little bit because they've tied up all this money in their young position players, and now all of a sudden they have no pitching, and that's reflected in their spring training record. Miami's been a surprise if you can look at spring training stats. You know, as I mentioned before, I'm not a big fan of spring training stats and spring training records. We've both seen teams go 10-20 and win the World Series. We've both seen teams go 25-5 and implode once the regular season starts. So I would say the Cardinals, to me, are the class. I think Detroit's in for a tough time this year. It'd be interesting to see how Boston responds. The Yankees have gone out and spent their usual ton of money in trying to buy a pennant or at least a playoff spot or a postseason spot. I think there's a lot of teams that are going to surprise us. Texas has not played well in the spring. They're down at the bottom of the American League standings. That's got to be a bit of a surprise. And I thought Ron Washington was under some heat last year, and I'm beginning to wonder if the Rangers get out of the gate slowly this year, if he might be on the hot seat down there.
It's a good point, and you know, team that you didn't mention, or I think it's make or break, is the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. I think that they, this year, if they don't put it together, they've got to pretty much bust that thing up. Your thoughts?
Oh yeah, agree. We talked about that last week and as well, and they're definitely built for the short term. The interesting thing there is I'm not sure how you do blow it up because a lot of those contracts are long-term and guaranteed and, in big dollars. I don't know how you unload some of those contracts. So I think the wish would be to unload those contracts and blow that thing up at the end of the year, but you got to have a taker for those contracts unless you're just going to write them off. And I know that the owner in L.A. is quite wealthy, but whether he's wealthy enough to want to write off all that money is another question.
Good point. John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us here, as he always does, on the program, talking some baseball. Hey, Jeff, if you don't have anything else, I just want to flip real quickly into hockey for John before we get out of here. And as we're coming into the playoffs, you know, in hockey, what are you expecting to see there as well, John?
Well, that's getting awfully tight. I think if you talk to anybody in Boston, they're going to say we should have the Olympic break every year. There's a team that has won 12 in a row and currently right at the top of the all standings with St. Louis. You know, St. Louis has started to come along as well in the West. They finally caught up to everybody else in terms of games played, and they've won most of those games, even though they've lost their last two. They're still right in there. We've got a real dogfight going on at the bottom of the playoff ladder in the East. We've got Toronto with 80 points, Detroit with 79, Washington with 79, and Columbus with 78. Then there's a bit of a fall off to the what I would call the no contenders. And Detroit is here in Toronto next Saturday night, and Detroit has two games in hand. So a little bit of pressure in Leafland right now. Went to the Montreal-Toronto game last night, and pretty good game, actually. A little bit of bad goaltending didn't help the Leafs. There was a couple of goals that probably shouldn't have gone in, but entertaining game to watch. Pittsburgh, they still keep playing very well, and you know, if Detroit could ever get healthy, that's a team that I still think has an opportunity to get back in there. The West is a little bit less tight, other than the last couple of playoff spots. Dallas is in ninth spot right now with 77, and they're chasing Phoenix with 79. And I think everybody from seven up is pretty close to saying that unless they go into a major tailspin, they're probably locked up in terms of the playoffs.
Pretty good stuff, as always, John. Hey, before we let you run, just out of curiosity, do you ever look at the March Madness tournament and your thoughts on that, man?
I'm not a big college basketball fan. I do enjoy watching the game periodically, but other than Mr. Wiggins in Kansas, who is from an area just outside of Toronto, so gets a lot of publicity, I don't know very much about it, so you know, I don't really feel as I'm qualified to talk about it, but it is an interesting game, and it's always interesting to see some of the big name schools upset or pushed to the end by one of the no names.
Absolutely. Hey, John, as always, really appreciate you taking time out with us. We'll catch up with you next Sunday.
My pleasure, as always, and we'll chat next Sunday.
Sounds good. John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us as he always does. Jeff Rich, the Dorf Man, will be right back to wrap this hour up. Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Alrighty, welcome back. Final segment here on this hour of Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich along with me, taking you through this hour and another full day of basketball, Jeff. I mean, I don't know about you, but I can't get enough of it, man. Yesterday's games were just so unbelievable. More upsets. I think we're in for more upsets once again. I would have to think that we would be kidding ourselves if we thought things will hold the form one of these days, but just great action all weekend, really.
Yeah, what game are you looking forward to the most on Sunday here?
I'll tell you what, I'm a big KU guy just because my brother went to Kansas, and they're a little bit near and dear in my heart. But I'll tell you what, I'm excited about that Mercer-Tennessee game. I mean, realistically, neither one of those two teams, people probably didn't think they'd be in this, you know, at this point, but they're there, and they've got a shot to go to the Sweet 16. I'm excited to watch Wichita State play Kentucky, too. I want to see them take down a big dog and quiet a lot of the naysayers. And, you know, obviously near and dear to our hearts here, Arizona playing Gonzaga today should be a pretty good basketball game as well. So, and then North Carolina, Iowa State should be interesting, up and down. I don't know, man. I don't think you can go wrong watching any of these games, especially after what I've seen all weekend. What do you think, man?
Yeah, I mean, I'm right there with you. I don't think you can lose on this Wichita State-Kentucky game because you're either going to get Wichita State-Louisville, which is a great game, or you're going to get an epic intra-Kentucky game between Kentucky and Louisville, and we all know there's no love lost there. I think Virginia has got to be on the upset watch just based on how they played against Coastal Carolina in the opening round. Your thoughts on that?
I would agree with you. I mean, but was it a wake-up call? And then in the second half, they did kind of get their mojo back a little bit. But, hey, it's always upset alert, I think, when you're talking about March Madness. Jeff, really appreciate you taking your time with me this morning. We'll catch up with you in just a little while.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Andy.
Jeff Rich, the Dorf Man, getting you through this hour. John Poulter, thanks to him. And, obviously, we'll be right back with another hour. Fred Wallen coming up with the Dorf Man. So keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.